This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Democratic State Senator Chris Hansen is leaving the Colorado legislature a week after getting elected to a second term. CPR's Ben Berkland has more.
Hansen is leaving to head the La Plata Electrical Association. The nonprofit co-op delivers energy to Durango, Pagosa Springs, and other areas in southwest Colorado. During his time at the State House, Hansen played a key role in property tax discussions, budget negotiations, and passing climate policies. He won re-election to his central Denver district with about 84% of the vote. A vacancy committee of local Democrats will pick his replacement. Hansen's departure has set off a scramble over who should take over the safely blue seat. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A homeless services organization in Alamosa says it's regrouping after the city council rejected plans last week for a new homeless shelter in the community. La Puente executive director Lance Cheslock says the $2 million facility would have provided a safe place for those under the influence of drugs or alcohol. These people cannot currently stay in the existing 45-bed shelter over safety concerns. Cheslock says the estimated homeless population of Alamosa is currently 140 people.
I really feel like we will be able to come back to the city in the future at some point and make our case for the 100 people that don't have a safe place to stay.
City council members voted unanimously to reject the proposal after broad public comment worried a new facility would increase the local unhoused population. A lovely fall evening in Boulder with partly cloudy skies overnight and a low of 34 degrees. This is CPR News.